Right, take your Bibles to our theme verse, 1 Timothy chapter 6. And in your booklets, on page 11, there is a page there for you to take notes. Leaders, yours is on page 21 if you want to. And 1 Timothy chapter 6. Thank God for this year's theme, and I trust that at the end of this week, you will too. In a nutshell, this week we're going to be challenged to leave some stuff behind. We're going to be challenged to embrace some other things that we should be headed towards. We're going to be talking about focusing on the direction that we should be taking and hopefully will be taking. First Timothy chapter 6. Let's read from verse 6. Our theme verse is verse 11. We'll read to there, but we'll read from verse 6 just to give some context. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation. That will doesn't mean when you grow up and you have a job and you accrue it all. It doesn't mean in the future when you become rich. It means those that long to be, those that will be rich, those that hope that's their goal right now. They're really striving to be or hoping to be. It's that kind of willing. Those that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which, while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Heavenly Father, we ask that you'd bless our time in your word now. I pray, Father, that even in this very brief time before lunch, that you would challenge us from your word and stir our hearts, and may you start to do a work even now in and through your word and through this theme. Lord, that we would not waste any time this week, but that we would just get down to business and allow you a free rein in our hearts, and that we would have a hunger to hear from you and deal with some things, Lord, that you would have us to deal with. Lord, I pray that you would be honored and glorified as we respond correctly to your word. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. Normally, when somebody flees from something, the focus is on what is behind, not what is where they're going to. If there's some kind of a phobia for you in this corner, whether it's a spider, a cockroach, snake, whatever it is, you don't really care where you get to so long as it's somewhere other than that corner, correct? The focus is on just getting away. And that's what this idea is, in a nutshell, with this flee. That's essentially what the word means. It's about the path. It's about the route. It's not about the A and the B. It's not about where you started or where you finished up so much. That's the word itself. But then the verse does give some context as to where God would have us to be focused. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But the word itself, flee, and let's just get this correct right at the start. I'd be concerned that if I messed up everyone's spelling for the rest of their life. This word flee on the can is in jest. The correct spelling is the double E, flee. That's what the Bible has here. We're to run, not scratch from these things. And whether there is some kind of a bug or creature in the corner that we're running away from, whether there's a war zone and somebody is fleeing from that war zone, their concern is not what country they end up in. Their concern is not in even what kind of living conditions they end up in, not when they flee. Obviously, later it becomes a concern. But their concern at that point in moment, at that point in time, as they leave whatever they're leaving, their concern is what is over there and how quickly they can get from it. Whether it's a war zone and it's something physically dangerous to them, whether it's a dangerous situation in the street, whether it's a snake. Our concern at that time is just to get out of that situation, isn't it? And those people, that's what their focus is on. They don't care where they're going to end up. And that's why sometimes some people find themselves standing on top of a chair. Because a little fluffy thing with a bit of a tail came in the corner of the kitchen or something and squeaked. And did they premeditate jumping on whatever they jumped on? No. There was no forethought, no planning. They never practiced it, did they? Never. They practice it repeatedly, perhaps, and the brothers laugh. God says, we're not going to have any of that headless chook stuff. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after these other things. There's some premeditation as to where you're meant to flee to. In all those other situations, you're just getting away without any thought of where you're going to end up. But God says, no, don't run around like a headless chook. Let's have some purpose, let's have some direction, and let's flee to this. And he gives it in the verse. Righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. We'll look at that during the week in part. God says, flee and go here specifically. And get here by taking this particular route. And we'll look at that. In verses 4, 5, 9 and 10, the verses preceding this, God gives us 9 things that we should flee from. Now be encouraged, we're not going to look at any of those before lunch. That would take too much time. But that's the focus. God's saying, these things here, man of God, you need to flee from. And these other things you need to flee towards. But who does the verse tell us should do that? But thou, O man of God. Flee from these things and run to those things. And as we start this camp week, this week, hopefully for you, will be a good time away. But as we start, I wanted to start about talking about who is God talking to here. Some of you are doing fairly well spiritually. You had a good year last year. You continued through the holidays to walk with the Lord. Some of you, if you keep fighting and striving the way you're going, you'll be fine too. But that doesn't mean that you don't have things that God wants to speak to you about this week. Because here it says, thou man of God. When we hear that phrase, we think, oh, that's a spiritual person. That's someone that hasn't got any problems. That's someone that that God's got a hold of and is using, and they've got it all figured out. But that's not what the verse says, is it? It says, "Thou man of God, flee these things." It doesn't say, "Man of God, you have done well to flee these things." It tells him to flee these things and to head towards these other things that you and I might, in a preconceived notion, think that that man of God would have had already figured out. Doesn't he have righteousness figured out? Love? And so forth? Hasn't he got that figured out? But God says he's a man of God, but he hasn't got it all figured out. He's headed in the right direction though. And I want to say to you that would say, yeah, I think I'm not patting myself on the back, but I think I'm probably doing okay spiritually. I want to say to you, there is going to be some straight preaching this week, by faith. Let's hope so. And there'll be some hard-hitting preaching. But all of us, even those of us that think we're doing well spiritually, need that and need to respond to that. That's what this verse says. Even this man of God has to deal with some things in this passage. Paul told Timothy, "Hey, man of God, you need to flee some stuff, brother. You need to deal with these things, brother." And having spoken about those nine areas of sin, Timothy is told to make sure that he deals with them. So let's deal with God this week. Let's do business with God. We have nine messages this week at camp. In just a few minutes, there'll only be eight left. Tonight, by the time you go to bed, there will only be seven messages left. Right? It goes fast. So let's start with a determination to let God do a work in our hearts. Let him stir us and challenge us right from the start. Let's not be playing games. There might be others of you here that would honestly say that you're not doing so well spiritually. Perhaps you're dealing with some of the things that these preceding verses talk about. Pride and evil thinking and covetousness. Some of you might have been looking at pornography and that's getting a hold. Some of you might have been mouthing off at mum and dad. You know, you've got some things, big or smaller things in the way we think about some of the things, but you've got some things to think about, to work on. Some of you girls might have been a dream to parent when you were in primary school, but now you're in high school, you're screaming at mum and dad. Now, I understand why mechanically everything's changing and these things happen, but does that make it okay? Maybe others, some of you guys, you've started a relationship with a girl, and maybe where it's headed is not right. Maybe who it's headed with is not who God would have for you. Others of you might just sit regularly in the preaching and you just sit there getting mad or distracted or whatever. But for whatever it is for you, you would say that you're not doing so well spiritually. May I challenge you, but also encourage you that if the man of God in this verse has some things to deal with, and you would say, "Yeah, I've got some things to deal with, I'm not doing so well spiritually," may I point out then that you're not actually so different to them, that all of us here have some things that God wants us to work with. Those that are doing well spiritually, and those of you that would honestly say, yeah, I'm struggling. And I feel awkward about that. Can I just say that all of us have some things that God wants us to deal with? And don't feel awkward about it, but don't ignore it. God is telling the man of God he's got to deal with things, so why wouldn't he have you deal with some things too? Let's do business with God this week. Let's not wait till we get home and say, I wish I talked to somebody about whatever it is. All of those things that I just mentioned that some of you might be struggling with, all of them stem from choices. Dumb, fleshly, selfish choices, but they are choices. Nobody makes you shout at mum and dad. Nobody makes you look at pornography. Nobody makes you get in a relationship with someone that you shouldn't be in a relationship with. Choices that you have made. Those examples are few, and other things that you're dealing with. Some of those choices may have been spur of the moment choices, but nobody made them for you. You made them. And when God says, O man of God, flee this stuff, the man of God is fleeing this stuff. But perhaps he's already got a handle on what to apply to that problem. He can spray that thing and deal with it because he knows already where to go in the Bible, perhaps, to deal with that issue. And that is really, perhaps, the biggest difference. Other than that, we're all just dealing with some stuff. So let's forget about whether I'm doing well spiritually or I'm not. Let's just do business with God this week. Let's let him have access to our heart. Everyone here, God can speak to about something. You might have come this morning and thought, why am I here? What am I doing here? This is crazy. Maybe I don't fit in. I'm a sinner. I don't want to. I can't do this Christianity thing anymore. No. Don't give up. Work on it. Let's talk. Let's work on it. Let's pay attention in the preaching and let's let this camp be a catalyst for turning some things about. Because when you're walking off into the corner daydreaming and there's something there, something just got turned around. Now in those situations it's you. So why not in this spiritual situation, let it be you as well. Let's turn some things about. Some of us are just daydreaming and wandering around. Let's turn our direction around and get away from those red bellies in the corner and those cockroaches over there. Let's not walk towards those things. They're not good things to walk towards. You can change some things around. And you can become a man or a woman of God. It won't all happen in this week, but you can turn some things around and get on a trajectory that will end you there. To flee these things means to shun or to vanish from. And most of us this week, just by coming here, will have vanished from a whole heap of outside influences. Just because you're here and by faith, you've handed in those devices. And just by being here, you've vanished from a whole bunch of outside influences. Some good, some not so good. And that, all of them, it's a good thing to just come away from for a time. Especially the bad ones. But even the good outside influences. We're here to do business with God. And not worry about who's back there. Let's let God work in our hearts. All of us can change. All of us can improve. All of us can mold. Are you going to let him do that work in you this week. Let's have every head bowed. Let's have every eye closed. As we wrap up this first message, just a brief one to start with. Are you going to let God do that work of change in your heart, or are you going to sit there and prevent Him? Because if you're going to do that, that's another dumb, selfish, stupid choice that you're going to make, that you don't have to make. While our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Who here would honestly say, hey, I have some things I need to deal with? I'm not asking you whether you would say you're a man of God or whether you're struggling, but who here would honestly say, I have some things I need to deal with this week? Just by raising my hand, I'm acknowledging that I've got some things to deal with this week, and I'm going to determine to try and begin to work on those things. Thank you for your honesty. Bunch of hands up. Let's do business with God this week. Not next week, not perhaps in the future one day I'll get a handle on it, but this week. Anyone else? Thank you. Anyone else? Let's do business with God. Heavenly Father, we love you.